Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 15th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. At a time when flight attendants at United Airlines need to be unified and come together, the IAM continues to try to divide our flight attendant community. With the vote behind us, the machinists have chosen to file interference charges against the Association of Flight Attendants, who became the representative for the flight attendants at the new United Airlines with a margin of over 2,000 votes in the recent representation election. AFA will respond to these allegations directly to the NMB, even while we continue to move forward and advance the cause of United Flight Attendants. Our focus remains on continuing to leverage our energy and momentum in aggressive pursuit of an expedited negotiations process. The crossover proposal. The United Master Executive Council scrutinized and debated management's program and found that there was almost nothing good for flight attendants in the way of management, the way that management conceptualized this program. Based on direct member feedback, the proposal was rejected and found to be contrary to our goals of reaching new contracts. The program would only serve to further delay resolution to our current and future negotiations and the eventual operation integration. After our answer last week to management's crossover proposal, management stepped up their fear-based tactics and rhetoric in an effort to confuse you about the terms of the proposal. Don't allow any management personnel to mislead you into what is contained in this agreement. Read it for yourself. Their proposal is a one-way ticket to the bottom of a seniority list while effectively severing your employment with United until after the operations are integrated. Acceptance of the current proposal from management would open the door to another management-imposed delay to the operational integration and a process to pick apart piecemeal aspects of our contract that reduce our leverage in negotiations. Rejection of this proposal sends a clear message to management: stop the rhetoric and get serious in reaching a new contract. Our negotiations are at a crossroads. After extensive deliberation, the United Master Executive Council has determined the best course of action to achieve the priorities of United Flight Attendants. The expedited process we are proffering provides the platform to move forward towards single contract negotiations. This result will provide both parties the full benefits offered by the merger. We call on management to join us in working together to quickly reach a Section 6 agreement. Using our energized momentum, we maximize our ability to set the highest standards at the world's leading airline. The path forward is clear. There are no more excuses. It's our turn. At our one-day AFA Board of Directors meeting yesterday, the board passed a budget that recognizes and fully funds the priority of our negotiations at this important time. The members of the board identified measures that would allow a budget to be passed that did not include a dues increase. AFA at Atlantic Southeast Airlines has petitioned the National Mediation Board to declare that ASA and ExpressJet are operating as a single carrier. Our union is taking the lead to unify flight attendants with this filing to the NMB that, once approved, will trigger a union representation election for the combined flight attendant workforce. Flight attendants at ASA are represented by AFA, and the ExpressJet flight attendants are represented by the Machinists Union. We remind you that United has agreed to continue the partnership program for another six-month period beginning August 31, 2011 and ending on March 1, 2012. A new bid of partnerships will commence on July 6, 2011. Many of our flying partners have taken advantage of the flexibility of the program and helped save the jobs of others who might have been impacted by an involuntary furlough. More information, including the partnership packet, dates and deadlines for this AFA-negotiated program, may be found on our website. Be sure to listen to retired volunteer Jerry Butts and his latest recording of the AFA Industrial Editorial, which was recorded yesterday in Chicago. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA after entering your file number and choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.